everyone for joining with us and on this call on this inaugural event. We're all very excited. I think Mitch said it basically all. Prime time, May 31, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. A historic card. It doesn't only mean a lot to Elite XC, but it should mean a lot to all the fighters that are fighting for us on that night. And more importantly than that, it's a huge step for mixed martial arts. It brings the sport to the forefront so that people no longer think of it as a barbaric sport, but as a real sport with fighters, with real disciplines that train hard, that are professional athletes. And we at Elite XC are honored to be putting on a women's fight. And those that have watched our Showtime fights know about Gina Carano and what we have meant to Gina in Elite XC and what Gina has meant to Elite XC. And more importantly, that Gina became the face of women's mixed martial arts. So today we're honored to have Gina with us on this call, Caitlin Young. And I'd like to turn over first to Gina to say some opening remarks.
Oh, what's up, guys? I just wanted to say that I'm extremely honored to be fighting on the CBS card, and I think it speaks leagues for how far women have come in the sport, and I'm extremely honored to be fighting Caitlin Young. I think it's one of the best matchups I've ever had. So I'm looking forward to the fight. I'm a little depressed because American Gladiator's ratings kind of plummeted a little bit. So. But I'm just excited to get back in the ring and focus on what my passion has been in my life, and that's been fighting. So I'm super stoked on this fight, and I'm anticipating a tough one. My training has been pumped up for this last 2 weeks, but I had it a little bit sidetracked with American Gladiator, so we're going to see how I perform with this crunch time training, but I'm expecting a good fight, and I'm excited about it, and this is just going to be awesome. I'm really honored to be on this this inaugural event, so there we go.
Hey, thank you very much, Gina. Before I introduce Caitlin to say a few words, just want to say that we always had confidence in women fighting. It's just that Gina led the way for us, but we have other fine women that fight for our organization, and it's been my feeling all along that women should be treated as equals. If they can go to war, they sure can fight in mixed martial arts, and we're proud to have Gina on this card. We're proud to have Caitlin. It's going to be a very, very good match. It's going to be a very tough match, but more than anything else, the world will be able to see two professional athletes that can really fight. So without further ado, Caitlin, would you like to say some opening remarks?
Definitely, yeah. I'm with Gina for sure. I'm very honored to be fighting on the CBS card and fighting her as well. I think it's going to be a great matchup, great stylistic matchup. That's kind of the beauty of our sport, is that styles make fights, and I really think this will be a great one. Training's been going very well. I had a lot of notice for this fight, so I've been lucky to be able to put in more time for this one than ever before. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited to be representing women's MMA. For the first time, it's going to be seen. A large crowd. I think a lot of people don't realize that there are so many women fighters out there because they aren't featured in the UFC. Unfortunately, Elite is there to showcase women's fighting, and it's a great honor to be a part of it.
Thank you very much. I also want to say a thank you, as always, to Ken Hirschman from Showtime, who had the real foresight with Matt Blank to be able to put mixed martial arts on a premium cable network, and certainly that he allowed us to put Gina on, and I'm sure Gina remembers that day when Ken gave us the okay. And obviously to all the powers that be at CBS, for allowing us to bring our product onto the airwaves of CBS. We're very, very respectful for that opportunity. It is a wonderful opportunity for all our fighters and for mixed martial arts. So thank you to CBS, and also a special thank you to Rockstar and the Burger King, two of our sponsors that will be sponsoring the event on CBS. So anybody that knows me knows I eat a lot of Burger Kings. So without that, John, let's throw it over for questions to the girls.
Okay. Operator, could you please give instructions on how to ask a question?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. You will hear a tone indicating you have been placed in queue. You may remove yourself from queue at any time by pressing the pound key. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1 at this time. One moment, please, for the first question.
Okay.
And we do have a question from Loretta Hunt of SureDog. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have a question each for each lady. Gina and Caitlin, what weight are you guys fighting at?
Who fights at 140?
140?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Gina, you said you think this will be your best fight yet. Can I get in your own words why you think this will be your best fight yet?
I just think that it's an awesome matchup, and so I think it's a great opponent. So I think that I'm definitely somebody who fights better with somebody better in front of me. So I think that that's why it's going to be an awesome fight.
Right. Are you referring to that you're both stand-up fighters?
I'm referring to that I think that she's a good fighter in general, and I'm sure she's been practicing a lot on the ground, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to just count her as a stand-up fighter. I'm going to count her as a complete fighter, MMA fighter. And so I think she's an aggressive fighter. I think it's just going to be a really good matchup for me, and I think it's going to make for an awesome fight.
Okay, thanks, Gina. And Caitlin, you said you had a little bit of notice for this fight, more notice than Gina did, I thought. Can you clarify that, and how much notice did you have for the fight?
Oh, no, I don't think that I necessarily had more notice than Gina did, but at first I had heard that it was rumored that they might ask if I would like to take the fight with Gina for this card. And that was a while ago. I want to say I had probably a good 9 weeks where I suspected that I would be taking this fight, so I've been training very hard since then.
Oh, okay, bye. Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Operator, next call, please.
We have a call from Bill Seward. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Gina. Hi, Caitlin. How are you doing today?